Hi,
it's Annie.
I'm Morgan.
Today we're going to be talking about how to work with someone you don't like.
I know.
So this one was asked on our Instagram, and I think that with me and Annie, I just feel like we're people that get along with almost everyone.
I think we kind of sometimes go out of our way to get along with people and be friendly to people. Like, if there's a new girl at the salon, I love it. I love new girls. I love, you know, becoming friends with people or trying to create friendships, trying to get to know people on a deeper level. But sometimes you just, there's somebody that you don't click with, that you don't like.
Right. So I think we can give you a little bit of insight on how to better get along with someone, and also too, just for the function of the salon, because the last thing you want is, you don't want to go into work dreading it or dreading to see this person.
Or having anxiety because of this person.
Right.
Yeah.
There's different things that you can do on your end that will tell you. And if that doesn't work, you can always go to the salon owner for help. But we really want you to, you know, get along with your coworkers. And we're also going to talk about it on a client side as well.
Yeah.
But with the clients, it can be a little bit easier because you can always fire a client.
Yeah, you can always get rid of
them. You can always get rid of your client, but you can't get rid of your coworker, right? So I think a couple of things would be really just going into your salon every day with an open mind.
Yeah, and also, I feel like for me at least, it could be harder for some other people who are not good at hiding their emotions. But for me, I can come into work and just be work, and that's it. It's sometimes hard if you don't get along with somebody, but pretend that you love them, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you do. Maybe you guys would get along if you just acted like it.
Right.
But, you know, if you don't like somebody, if somebody's getting on your nerves, you don't have to bring it up. You don't have to tell them you don't like them. You don't have to start drama because, you know, it could definitely blow out of proportion.
Right.
If you let it.
Yeah. And I mean, it could be something as maybe your guys' personalities don't click, or maybe you have a personal relationship with that coworker outside of work. But one thing you have to realize is if you are choosing to have a personal relationship outside of your workplace, you cannot bring that into the workplace. So if it's going bad on your personal side, the last thing you want to do is bring that into the salon, because your other coworkers will see it. They will pick up the vibes. They will pick up the energy. And how does a successful salon run when there's hate in the room
and people not getting along and all of that? But honestly, I feel like if there's a situation that it can be talked out, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
maybe communication. Maybe find a time to speak with your coworker outside of work hours, maybe after you're both off. Because if it's a simple, easy solution, being mature is definitely the best way to go. Confront it head on. Try to get past it. If it's something a little bit more difficult, like, I don't know, maybe you just can't stand the sound of their voice or something, that's just something you're just going to have to put behind you.
That sounds more like a personal.
Yeah.
And you're letting little things bother you, and you really can't. When you work in a professional environment, there's going to be people that maybe, your personalities don't click, and maybe you don't vibe. Yeah. I mean, there's people, too, that probably have worked for me over the years that our personalities just don't really mesh, but I still respect them, and they still respect me.
And in this industry, it's not like you guys are doing a client's lashes together. You know what I mean? So if you are mature and you can put it aside, it's easy because you don't really have to include them in your client's business. You don't have to include them in your personal conversations, stuff like that. You can pretty much avoid them without any drama.
And still be respectful to
each
other.
Like, if they speak to you, just speak back. Don't say anything rude. Don't be snippy.
You don't have to talk about your weekend plans, you know.
Exactly.
You don't have to be besties.
Exactly.
But let's talk about, too, okay, because the person listening to this, maybe they're the person that someone in their salon, they know doesn't like them. What advice would you give to them? Say they want to be on a good page with this person, but they don't know what it is. This person has a cold shoulder towards them. What advice would you give to them?
Honestly, there's many different scenarios where this could be a situation. And there's different degrees, like, you know, smaller things and bigger things. But if you're not sure why somebody doesn't like you or somebody's being cold to you, just be the bigger person. And I wouldn't handle anything that's this personal over a text message. Maybe a phone call is fine, but I would definitely recommend sitting down with somebody mm-hmm.
in person
because
always.
Then they can genuinely see yes. your emotions, your feelings, and that it hurts your feelings that person is being cold to you or doesn't like you, and maybe that person has extreme anxiety. Maybe that person had a bad day or is having a bad
right.
week. Or maybe they're just shy and they don't want to make friends or anything like that. But if you express concern mm-hmm. and, you know, you feel like somebody is, you know, singling you out or anything like that, the best way to get over it is to go head on and just talk about it. Ask them, hey, I know we don't know each other that well, but I just feel like there's something between us, and I don't know if there's anything I did to you or said mm-hmm. to you, but I would really like it if we could have a professional work relationship.
Yeah, because it might not even be anything, and yeah. that person might be like, I am so sorry, I was having an awful day that day, I did not mean to come off that way, or maybe yeah. you had said something that hurt their feelings, and they didn't know how to come to you about it, yeah. and then maybe that will give that person, if you go into that, you know, with grace and making them feel comfortable, maybe they will open up to you and be like, hey, you did say this and it did kind of hurt my feelings, so I've yeah. just been kind of keeping to myself.
And something could have been said that was taken out of context,
yeah.
or, you know, you could have been talking with a coworker and they could have walked by and thought you were talking about them. You know, there's so many different scenarios where a coworker could not like you or something, or you could get the feeling that they don't like you, but really the best way is to just address it to that person.
Address
and I know it can
yeah.
be scary, like confronting anybody, or, you know, you could be scared of confrontation, but, you know, just compose yourself, think of what you have to say before you say it
mm-hmm.
and just let that person know how you're feeling, because nothing's going to solve itself, you mm-hmm. know, if you just sit around and
right.
let it happen, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Yeah. And one thing I've learned on like a leadership side of owning a salon is people have different personalities
yeah.
and I've tried my best to learn all my girls' personality, because with this person, I can just say like, hey, like I need you to do this. And
yeah.
she's like, okay, cool. I could say that same thing to this one. And she has tears in her eyes because she's
yeah.
like, that wasn't very nice. And I learned that. And then I know that I need to be a little bit softer with this girl and be like, hey, like this isn't me trying to come off mean, but I really need you to make sure you're doing this. Okay. You
yeah.
know, and that's something you do as a leader. And I would say just as a mature person.
And then also, let's say you have a situation where you don't know that person very well, but the owner of the salon or your boss does. Maybe you can come to the owner or the leader or the boss or whoever is above you guys and say, hey, I'm having this problem with so-and-so. I just wanted to get your insight and see if there's anything going on that maybe I should avoid, or like what you thought maybe went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's never like a big deal to come to the owner of your salon, because if it starts affecting your work and
your mental health,
the way you treat clients and it, you know,
mm-hmm.
your work life, I'm sure your boss would want to know, honestly. I mean, if it's crazy and drama and inappropriate, maybe she would want to be left out of it. But if it's a simple fix and she can give you some solid advice, I would definitely go for that.
Me as an owner, like, I always want to know. I do,
yeah.
because it affects the salon and it affects the flow. And I've had girls come to me before and their feelings have been hurt from, you know, this other girl. So then I'll go to the other girl. I'm like, hey, you know, this is what happened. Like, I really need you to talk to her. Because then I'll talk to this girl and she's like, I did not mean that at all. Like,
yeah.
we just have completely different personalities. And then she'll go to that one, apologize, say, hey, I'm sorry, I did not mean to come off that way. Everything's good.
You just don't want it to get to a point where your clients can sense
mm-hmm.
the
That's bad.
The funkiness.
That's really, really you. Bad.
Yeah.
And that right there will drive a business into the ground.
Yeah. It especially will. If, like, depending on the layout, like, not everybody has a suite. You know, you could all be in one room. Mm-hmm. And what if the girl you're sitting next to, y'all aren't getting along.
Right.
And the two clients can sense it. And normally you guys talk or whatever, and now it's, you know, something happened. So
yeah, clients can sense it and coworkers can sense it too.
And it's definitely something that can affect your work life, but as long as you're mature and respectful about it and take the other person's feelings into consideration too.
Yeah.
It's not all about you. Mm-hmm. You have to really, you know, think of it from all right. angles and stuff like that. And also, some people just aren't gonna like you and
right.
And you just have to figure out how to navigate it, you know? Yeah. You're not always going to like right. everybody you work with, and
yeah.
not everybody's going to like you, and I know it sounds hard, but it's okay, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I think taking other people's feelings into consideration is really important, and I've had conversations with girls before, and they're like, like, what? And I was like, I get it. Like, I don't think that was rude either. But in her mind, that came off not very nice.
Yeah.
So we need to think about her feelings, and we need to go talk to her and explain, X-Y-Z. I didn't mean it like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about clients?
So clients.
How do you work with a client if you now, don't like them?
This is a little bit easier. So when we say not liking a client, you know, I think there kind of has that line to where I think the fire line, like when you fire someone, for me, like they have to be pretty awful for me to fire them, right?
Or disrespectful to you.
Yes, right. And I think that we maybe get some clients that maybe we just don't really vibe with and yeah. maybe not even necessarily don't like, but we just have nothing in common with them, but they keep coming back to us.
Or they have like different worldviews as you and they want to talk about politics or their beliefs right. and whatever, which
yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you have to be respectful of everybody's beliefs and stuff like that, but in certain situations those conversations can come up, especially if you get close with a client, and you know, it could always cause some sort of
yeah
rift, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, for me, like, I've always, like, been able to see kind of both sides, and so it doesn't really get me riled up, I guess, but I've talked to some lash artists before, and they end up finding out their client is, like, the total opposite end of them, and they can't do it.
Yeah.
I've never been like that.
But I don't have a problem if somebody's a completely different person as me and all of that, but I more have a problem when clients aren't respectful towards me, and I think everybody would have a problem with that, but some people let it go on longer than they should, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's to a point where if you don't know really what that line is, you can always come to your boss, your supervisor, even your coworker, your friend, mm-hmm. get their advice on it and see if they're a candidate to be fired.
Yeah, you need to find that line.
Or like, you don't even necessarily have to fire them per se. You could always find a lash artist that has the same availability and say, hey, I just don't think that, you know,
yeah.
This is working out. Here's this girl. She has the same availability as you. I think you guys would be an awesome match for each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of just, I don't know. It yeah. depends on what your boundaries are and what your line is with that.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, like with me, I'll let them vent and they can tell me whatever, and I just don't care. I just listen. I'm like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the next client will come in, have the total opposite opinion of this client, and it doesn't bother me. I just listen. But if you're someone that's going to bother you and you can't do it, I would, you know, don't say anything. Be respectful. Don't get in an argument with your client, but maybe let them know, like, hey, I'm just not comfortable with this, and
yeah.
I need to find you a different lash artist.
And also, but if you're a little bit, you know, mentally stronger, tougher, and you don't really care about who's in your chair, but let's say you just don't like them or you're not vibing or whatever, I just think of it as I only have to spend an hour and a half with them once every 2 to 3 weeks, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And then I get my money, and then I get to you
yeah.
know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, some clients, you're just not going to vibe with them. Not everybody's the same. And in those instances, I would say keep the client, keep the money, but just maybe, I don't know, talk less during your appointment.
I mean, I used to have a client that she would come in and she would go to bed and we would not talk. And mm-hmm. I did her lashes for like 2 years. I don't think I knew much about her. I would try, you know, in the beginning I tried, but mm-hmm. she wasn't that type of person. She didn't want to talk to me. Yeah. She loved her lashes and she was always polite. Exactly. But, you know, we just never really talked. And some people are like that. We didn't really vibe, but that's okay. Yeah. And I mean, I did. She's paying me to do her lashes and that's what I did.
But never let a client be mean or rude or nasty to you. Yeah. Definitely not. But yeah. You know, just stick it out if you can, and if you can't, find somebody to refer them to.
Yeah. So if it's someone that you don't like, I think it's a little different. Yeah, if it's a client, but if it's a coworker, I think the biggest things to take from this is always be mature.
And you can try to look for a solution if there is one. If there isn't, go back to being mature and quiet, and you know, don't let it ruin your work experience if you don't get along with a coworker, because that's not your whole job, that's not your whole work experience, dealing with that person. You know, you have your boss and you have your other coworkers that you love, and you have your clients that you love, and that's where your focus is. You shouldn't focus on the negativity. You should focus on the positive. And if there is a situation where you feel like there isn't a solution, well, that's your solution. Focus on the positive.
Yeah, be mature. Take the other person's feelings into consideration.
Talk to them if you can.
Try to find a solution.
Yeah.
And even if that solution is, like I said, not talking about your weekend plans with them, but just being respectful, like, hey, I need this product. Can you hand that to me, please? Like,
yeah.
Just making sure that you guys are not having negative energy and negative vibes, because that affects the whole team.
You want to still make sure that you can keep it work professional and, mm-hmm. you know, tell yourself that you can like that person at work and at work only, because, yeah. you know, you can make a relationship with anybody tolerable pretty yeah. much. Unless they're intolerable, I guess.
Yeah. Now, if it's a little bit of a different situation where, you know, maybe they're bullying you, you feel like, and it's getting really bad, you need to take that to the owner or the manager. You know, I think there is kind of a little bit of a difference of maybe kind of what we talked about earlier, and then just someone being a bully. I think that's a whole different situation.
Don't let anybody be mean or rude to you.
And don't be scared to take it to the owner.
And if the owner doesn't care, red flag. Red flag.
Yeah, because the owner should want everyone to get along and, you know, should want everyone to be positive, and because that's the whole flow of the salon, and that owner will do whatever she needs to do to make sure that that happens.
And that everybody is comfortable and happy.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, hopefully you can get there.
Yeah, so you got this.
Yeah.
And
if you have any questions or need any help with anything, just let us know and hit us up on Instagram. Yep.
And always remember, at the end of the day, you cannot control other people, and you cannot control what other people say or what other people do. You can only control what you do and what you say.
Amen. Bye.
Amen.